This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise, Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes,
they go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise,
okay.
Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, they cruise, I'm out here making moves, see, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules, all I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, this one.
Greg, how's it going? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, guys. I'm the Southwest Texan Day Cruz, along with my co-host Greg DeMarc. We them dudes. We're gonna talk wrestling tonight. We got a great guest tonight. He's MLW wrestler. He's gonna be on the big screen later on in 2020. He's Logan Creed, guys. He's from MLW, like I said. But Greg, how's it going, brother? Hello?
Southwest, I'm still trying to get Greg into the show. Give me a moment. I apologize about this.
Okay, yeah. Well, guys, Greg is trying to get, Martez is trying to get Greg on the line. We're having technical difficulties over here. We're sorry about that and about the delay. We might have the PWAS Tag Team Champions also on the show. We'll see if we can squeeze in the time, because I'm pretty sure they're going to end up answering Capital Vice's challenge on August 14th at PWAS Pro Wrestling All-Stars Detroit in Melvindale. But, yeah, like I said, You guys, if you guys want to talk to the Texan until Greg gets on the line, if you got questions for Greg also,
hello.
Area code 646-668-8672. Also, like I said, we're going to have Logan Creed on the line. We're going to figure out his wrestling journey to MLW, maybe other things, but keep on the line because it's going to be interesting. So hopefully Logan Creed can stick on the line also. I'm pretty sure he's on the line, but we're having the technical difficulties, like I said. But how was everybody's week? How's everybody doing tonight? Yep. This
Am
is,
I with you?
Yes, you are. What's going on, brother?
I thought so. Man, it's going great. Hey, excited. How about that intro song? Shout out to Mo
Better
Beats.
Yeah, how about the new intro?
For that dope-ass jam.
Yes, shout out to Mo Better Beats for the intro, the new intro to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. I'm sorry, guys. That was on my mind. But also these technical difficulties. But, yeah, how about that new intro song? Let us know what you think about it. Let us know in the comments below and give us a call if you like the song or if anything wrestling you want to talk about. Area code 646-668-8672. So what's going on, brother? How's your day been?
Man, it's a great day. Exciting day on the Flash 313. And
exciting
great
week.
Day.
Congratulations. I'm sorry. Congratulations to Martez and Jordan Garber for their big shout-out from WrestleTalk over there in Europe with 775,000 subscribers and What Culture Wrestling. Congratulations, Martez, man.
2 million subscribers on What Culture. 2 million.
2 million subscribers on What Culture. You guys got it. You guys got that right there. It was a big weekend for us.
And I apologize because I don't know how you wasn't inserted in there as well because Jordan only asked one question and you asked one question. So I don't know how you wasn't mentioned in that as well. So I kind of want to apologize about that, but I don't know how that could happen. So you should have been mentioned.
No.
Oh, man.
I mean,
the show had a link on What Culture's story. What
exactly.
Culture
it's
had
all
a story with a link straight to your show, man. That's special.
Exactly.
That's a big deal. Congratulations, Martez.
Exactly. It wasn't about
Yeah,
wasn't
you need
about
to drink
that.
Some of this in, man. Martez.
Yeah.
Drink it in,
drink
man.
Drink it in, man.
You deserve it.
Thanks, brother.
So, yeah,
thanks.
Guys, Martez, if you want to stay on the line, man, to be on the have a few questions with Logan Creed. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's on the line.
Yeah, he's. I believe this is him. I already turned his mic on, so he's good to go. He's here right now.
Well, everybody, this is Logan Creed from MLW, and he's going to be on the big screen later on in 2020. What's going on, brother? Thank you for the time, and thank you for taking the invitation to the show.
Yeah, thank you guys. And the intro song was badass, so I gotta fully support that. It was good.
We appreciate that. That's love. Man, you got a lot of things going on besides wrestling, man. If you want to let us know how you got actually into wrestling and how long have you been into wrestling or who got you into wrestling?
I've been in wrestling. 2005 is when I actually was introduced to the business as far as when I started training. It was a long road of up and downs and kind of I got out of it for a while and come back to it. And I don't think it was really a matter of, you know, I don't really have a name of, you know, who got me in. It was introduced to me when I was in college from a professor who ran a wrestling show. He saw me in the gym and I was wrestling at the college at the time. But he invited me to come try it, you know, see if I liked it. And I'd been a fan my whole life. So of course I jumped to the opportunity. So that's when I started training and, you know, the rest is kind of history. And I kind of went through some ups and downs, but the last 6 years have really been dedicated to professional wrestling and it's led me to where I am now.
Nice. Greg?
So who were some of your influences that, you know, that had a large influence on you that turned you into the, you know, performer you are today?
You know, early on as a kid, it was definitely the Sting and the Road Warriors. I love those guys. Vader, Sid Vicious, Mike Awesome, you know, as I got older. Just always, of course, attracted to the bigger guys because I was a bigger guy. And, you know, and Undertaker, of course. But those were the guys that I watched. And now, you know, now that, you know, I've been doing it, and that's the guys that I go back and I study and watch what they do.
Violent brawlers. I see that. Awesome.
Yeah. Tess? I guess not. Oh, probably not. But, yeah, man, Logan Creed, your name, you got it from being a comic book fan, right? A Marvel fan from Wolverine and Sabretooth, right?
That's right. Yeah, I did. And, you know, a lot of people, I've had people knock me for that. It's funny. They kind of give me shit about it. But, you know, at this point in the game, I have taken that name and made it my own. So it's who I am now. You know, it was, that's where I got it. But it's also transformed into what I am. And that's what I wanted to do, was make it something new.
Right. Right. I agree with
that. Homage to your, that's awesome.
That, yeah. So, you know, let us know about your wrestling journey from, to signing from MLW, from turning down WWE's contract, or, like, you know, somewhat of those lines.
Well, I didn't necessarily turn down a contract. You know, it was a tryout, and you know, basically, it was just a matter of, I didn't really have the name value to go there and get the money that I needed to move to Orlando, and go that route. And also, a part of me is such a hustler that the MLW road was where I wanted to go, because that would give me an opportunity to build my name.
Right. As a performer and as a – right. I understand what you're saying on that.
So I have a question. We were talking about this recently, that I believe – that for guys, especially guys who have established their own name and character, much like you have, would it not be for a guy like you, like, better for you, or maybe more desirable for you, to be able to show up or debut or sign with AEW? Would you think that you would have more freedom to be who you've established yourself to be there, or is the Fed, you know, the pinnacle? Or would you view an opportunity with AEW on the same level?
AEW, I think, would probably embrace what I think the character should be, obviously, because that's kind of the avenue that they've given guys to do. And we all know that the WWE is more, you know, they're more business-minded, and they have control over everything. And so, obviously, you know, going there would probably 100% be a change in what I'm doing. Is that necessarily a bad thing? No, not always. But as far as, you know, like I just said, right now and what I'm doing, you know, I don't think that I've really tapped into the full potential of what I'm trying to portray. And so that was more the reason out, because I think that there's more to what I'm doing. I believe in it. I'm fully confident in it. And obviously I'm being justified by the people around me now who have seen that they believe in it, you know, with MLW, because now they've taken it and are using it. So, you know, I think there's more opportunity. But, yeah, you know, AEW would definitely take it and let me run with it. The WWE may or may not. But, you know, if the name is built to a place where they can't say no, then I could go anywhere I wanted and use it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's kind of how I see it as a fan. Like, guys that are established, like you, have worked 15 years to establish where you are. And I feel like a lot of guys going into WWE, you start over, whether you're a musclehead coming out of a gym trying the wrestling business out, unless, like, you have a name like an Adam Cole or Prince Devitt to, you know, come in as you. You're almost starting at the beginning. And for a lot of veterans, you know, that have fought to the top, I feel like they should get an opportunity to portray this character that's gotten them over and gotten them to that point.
Right, exactly. And I think that's all of us as professional wrestlers, you know, when we start doing, you know, on the independent level, you're creating something, and it's constantly, you know, show by show evolving, you know, every single week, because you're trying to get better. And so the character that you're creating is evolving and becoming, you know, different all the time. And so, yeah, I mean, guys go down there and all of a sudden you're this now, you know? And so it's almost like you're starting over and you're trying to figure out what this is and what do you do. And, you know, some guys pick it up and they take it and they run with it and it's easy. You know, it doesn't really change a whole lot. And some people can't. And you see that because nothing ever happens.
Go
ahead.
As a guy,
I got one question. What type of story are you trying to tell in the ring to the fans? Like, could you elaborate on that? What with your character, what type of story do you want us to gain from watching you?
Well, I always tell people, you know, when Logan Creed and I, you know, the heathen gimmick, it is who I am. You know, I'm very much an independent person. I always have been. You know, the people, my family, that's what's the most important to me. And that's what I'm doing, is I'm trying to provide and for them. You know, it's not about becoming a mob, you know, superstar on Twitter. I don't need those people to love me. I'm portraying my art, and I'm doing what I want to do in the ring. And I'm not going to allow people to influence me just so that I can gain followers for it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I'm trying to do in wrestling. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to portray what I want to portray. And you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it, but either way, you're going to respect it. And that's what I do.
Well, you have confidence in your ability, and you should. Because, you know, you've been around. You know what works and what don't. You should have confidence in your character and your ability.
You know, and that's, I'm a big guy. And for so long, I felt like we live in a world where you're supposed to apologize for that. And I finally got to a point where I said, I don't have to anymore. You know, you can say what you want about me, but you're not going to say it to my face. And that's kind of what drove me to realize that I didn't have to apologize for who I was. You know, I could just be me and do me, and it got me where I am.
Right. That's for sure. That's for sure. And also, like I said earlier, you're going to be in a movie later on in 2020, Gut Cruncher.
Dude, this so.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we still have him on the line. I don't know if he lost connection, but his call is still up.
I think he's just breaking up a little.
Yeah.
He's
breaking up.
He can call back in, hang up and call back. That may work.
Hey, you guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry.
No problem.
The movie and, you know, MLW, it was all happening at the same time, which was so funny because that's how wrestling works, right? Everything just kind of all of a sudden happens. But,
Definitely. No,
it was a great opportunity. You know, it kind of come about from wrestling, because the studio that was producing the movie saw a poster on the wall at the building where they were they were planning a shoot, and they saw my picture and asked about me, and the promoter there basically told them that I would do it without asking, which was fine because, of course, I said yes.
Right, exactly.
But no, that's how they found me. And, you know, I went in and auditioned, and they loved it. And, you know, I've told this story before, but it's you know, it's a little different when you're doing a movie. And, you know, of course, I was, you know, wanted to know if how I was doing, if everything was good. And they just, you know, everything, every shot, every take that we did, they just loved it, and they were excited about it. So evidently I did more with them in the future. So I'm excited to see the finished product.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna go definitely check that out. I'm looking at the pictures of it. Your character looks sick.
Yeah, no, it's such a – so if you remember Tales from the Crypt from way back in the day, it's that style horror. It's so 80s, like, cheesy, just gory, comedic in a way. Horror. So it was a lot of fun to shoot because I was such a fan of that as a kid. It was fun.
Oh, we lost him again.
I think I got him.
Sorry, guys. We're having technical difficulties. We're sorry about this.
One of them days in Cyberland.
What is Cyberland?
Yeah, his call is still up. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, guys, like I said, we're having technical difficulties. We don't know if he's on. Well, Martez is saying he's on. But once he comes back on, we'll see if he wants to finish telling the story, or maybe we'll have him back another time when the maybe in another week we'll have another show with him, something. But, yeah. How about some PWAF tag team?
Sorry, Southwest. He may call right back. His phone is not on the call list anymore, but he may call right back. So I'll be following that closely for you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
So yeah, how about them new PWAF Tag Team Champions, Greg?
Yeah, that was a exciting little tournament they had there. I was a little surprised by some of what transpired, but. Yeah, our new champions, hot and beautiful, Percy and Peter B.
Percy and Peter B, hot and beautiful, hot and beautiful, you guys. The PWAS Tag Team Champions, are they gonna accept Capital Vices, AEW's Capital Vices Tag Team Champions? Are they gonna? I'm sorry, I'm tongue tied, guys. But are they going to accept the challenge of Capital Vice? Are they going to accept that challenge? We don't know. Is Peter B on the line? Or if Percy's on the line, hot and beautiful, if they're on the line, they're going to let us know. Steven Rivera couldn't show up, guys, because he's having some things going on. He had other things going on. But, yep.
Hey guys,
so,
he's back on the line.
Peter B. Nice.
Your
what's
interview
going on,
is back
bro?
On the
Logan.
Line. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if you want to finish telling us about your character and your movie, brother, you can finish. Logan?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I know we're having issues over here, but it may just be his phone.
Maybe,
his
no,
phone
he said it's probably his phone. It's probably his phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, Martez, man.
Peter B.
What do you think about the song?
Man, I love that song. I can't stop playing it, man. For real, like yeah, that song. Just... I'm not even gonna lie to y'all tonight, man. That song just get me hype. I'm not gonna lie, man. That's
he got the plan that we send it to a couple of people.
Song.
Yeah, I
Mark, he said he
show it to
he
a couple
said he
of people.
Back in.
And,
okay, let me go check
me
the
and
call real quick. Let me step off. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and we showed it off a little bit at Forest Slam on Saturday. Like I said, I sent it privately to a couple of people. Like, yeah, don't show this to nobody, man, but I'm excited. I got to show it to somebody. Somebody got to hear this.
Shout out
yeah,
to Mo Better Beats, y'all. Shout out. Shout out to Mo Better Beats. We're going to have him on the show soon, too. We're going to have Mo Better Beats. He's going to talk about the beat that he got going on, even the one he did for Cody Fleming at Wrestling Rage and MIW. So hopefully Logan could come back on the line. But before then, do you want to promote some podcasts to some of the local Michiganders?
Absolutely. I want to give a shout-out to the guys at Pro Wrestling Edge, Dan Brewer, Brandon, Big Kaz, and Nick and Josh, the whole team, man. We had a blast with you guys Friday night. And, of course, Michigan Independent Weekly, your source for all Michigan independent shows, the where, the when, and the how much. You can find it there, and you can catch Wrestling Rage at r2youtube.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. That's who we got going on. We got Pro Wrestling Edge. Up in the 313. Nothing but the best. But you got it over here. Okay, what's going on, Brother Logan? Thanks for coming back on.
Hey, guys.
So, yeah, thank you for your persistence, man.
You guys there?
So, yeah, like I was saying, about your character, you were talking about your character in the movie.
No, yeah. So, like I said, it was a lot of fun to film. There was parts of it that were, you know, obviously easy to shoot, you know, because a lot of the fight scenes and stuff, it was just wrestling. So, you know, that was really easy. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. And like I said, I look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hopefully in the future you'll be able to go and get more movie roles. But, yeah, like I said, MLW, you guys are champion. It's Jacob Fatu, ain't it?
That's right.
That's right, that's right. So hopefully soon we'll be seeing you take that title away. He had a long title reign. A very long title reign.
I'm definitely looking forward to getting in the ring with Fatu, and that's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that happening. That would be a great match. Like
and the gold.
He wants the gold and the smoke. He wants the gold and the smoke. Yeah, it's going to be – you face a lot of names also. Talking about Jacob – oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's so funny you say – talk about I want the smoke. My wife told me I wasn't allowed to say that. She told me I was too old, that I couldn't use I want the smoke.
I'll be 39 in a couple weeks. We're not too old.
Yeah,
I'm
so
33.
I'm okay.
I mean, I'm probably younger than all you guys, but it doesn't matter. It's cool.
See, I'm allowed to say it then. You just gave me permission, right?
Absolutely.
You can say it.
Awesome.
Go ahead. He wants to smoke, guys.
That's right.
Does your deal with MLW allow you to work independently with independent promotions in the country?
Yes, it does, and I do. A lot of the shows that I'm doing currently, you can check out on IWTV, Independent Wrestling TV, Southern Honor, New South, PWX. I think actually just got added to that out of North Carolina, but they allow us, you know, everybody to work independent promotions and do our thing.
Really?
Are you familiar
with our
scene here in the Midwest?
You know, I'm not, and I want to be. And, you know, I really look forward to the opportunity that MLW will give me to be seen by some of those Midwest indie promotions, because I want to go everywhere. You know, there's nowhere I don't want to work.
Have you ever done, like, hardcore or extreme rules matches?
Dude, I have. So I did a death match. Actually, I've done two. I did one for H2O for Matt Tremont.
Okay.
And then I've done one in Georgia, actually. I did one at Anarchy Wrestling, which was formerly Wildside Wrestling, NWA Wildside. But, yeah, so no.
Okay,
I'm definitely I'm game for them. It's just a matter of if it's got to be meaningful. You know what I mean? I want it to be a big deal. I'm not just going to go do it in some random place. But, no, I'm not against them at all.
Okay. Well,
I became a fan going to Horror Slam. That, I mean,
exactly.
Like you said, if it's done right, I you know, in the, you know, mid-90s ECW, it was new to me. It was pre-Attitude Era, like, wow, this is cool. And then, you know, I was like, all right, guys just do things for shock value. And I never got to appreciate it. I just, oh, you know, I've seen that. But if you watch the guys that are passionate about that genre of wrestling, they can tell a really good story and it can be really entertaining. But you have to give it a fair chance for what it is, you know, which is a separate
right.
genre of its own in a sense.
Well, and that's the key word you just said was story. You know, if there's a story there, then it means something. And that's with any wrestling. You know, if I don't care what it is, if there's no story.
Yeah, I need to feel it.
Are you really invested? Or are you just watching stuff happen? Because you don't remember
it. Yeah, I need
to
feel it.
There's a difference between the two. There's a big difference.
Right. And that's me. Like, I love being invested. I want people to be invested in the story that I'm telling. I don't, you know, just doing things in a ring is great, but what does it mean? It doesn't mean anything, because you're not going to remember it a week from now. But if you remember a
right.
story that I was in and you remember something that happened and the reason for it happening, it'll stick with you for the rest of your life. And that seems to be a lost art in our profession anymore, because you don't feel it a whole lot. How many angles do you actually remember off the top of your head that happened in the last year?
Yeah, there's
other than ones that were mocked and laughed at, because those seem to be the first ones that come to mind when you say, "What story?" I remember that bullshit and I remember that nonsense.
Right. No, but that's what I'm saying. Nothing really piques your interest and makes you go, "Wow, man, you remember that?" And you go back and watch it, because, and not just watch the one match, you watch the whole build up. You know what I mean? And see how it played
that's
out.
That's how I fell in love with independent wrestling, because.
Yeah, that's me too.
The guys are out there with the right passion and the heart for it.
Yeah.
Where I can feel the emotion, where I can, you know, the kick out at two gives me goosebumps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
When the story is, and I'm that invested in it, you know.
But when you get that disqualification and it's a great match, and you're like, man, what the fuck? Are you serious? That's a finish? Like, I hate that.
But that's what makes us
fans.
You
know, and then
that's what keeps us coming.
Kicking
back.
Out a finisher.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
That's,
it's got to mean something. You know, I'm not against it. I'm not against it at all. But later, you know, not the first night, you know, four or five matches later, let's go 6-7 months into this and then let's do that and blow people's mind and make them go, ooh. And, you know, that's when they're standing on their feet for 20 minutes of a match, that's when you know you got them. And that doesn't happen
right.
the first night, you know? And it's just glad handing. Like, you guys get me on a tangent, but it's glad handing. You know, you got the fans now that just glad hand it, and they just say that whatever it is, oh, man, that's the greatest thing ever. But people forget that there's a silent majority out there who don't agree with that. And so for that one person who's saying, oh, that was the greatest thing ever, there's 30 people saying, eh, it was good, but, you know, I've seen better. But they don't say that. They're not the ones out tweeting it. They're not the ones out talking about it. They just go watch it and then go home and say, I'm not going back. And nobody gives
right.
them credit.
Yeah.
I had
yeah, hopefully,
I
man.
Had an experience. I went to I didn't I had low expectations and I fell in love with independent wrestling that like I seen and stories playing, you know, culminations of stories playing out that I wasn't around for, but that night became emotionally invested in them because it was apparent what was going on, why it was going on, what this issue was, and, you know, and the stories were told, and I'm like, wow, this is great. Yeah,
well,
and I've been around ever since.
You want to go back, you know?
Yeah, now I can't get enough of it.
Right. That's the thing. I think wrestling as a whole, there's no one individual place that doesn't not do it correctly. Everybody's guilty of it.
Yeah.
Because everything's become so shock value and one off that we've lost the art of like building to something.
Yeah, some promotions
definitely
will bring in like a name and just put him at the top of a card against the champion. Like, all right, that's great. We're going to see this guy. But, like, what about the issue the champ's been had with this guy? Like,
right.
And I get it. You got to bring new faces in to get them just like that. Man, I'm not going to lie. I went there hoping I would get to meet Shane Douglas. And the least impressive thing I seen that night was Shane Douglas. I met Shane Douglas, and he's the nicest guy you'll ever meet. He wants to meet. And, you know.
Most definitely. For me, it was, I've met a lot of people through the indies, man. I met, man, shoot. But, yeah, hopefully soon we can have you in the Midwest, man. We can have you at a Horror Slam or we can have you PWAS somewhere, man. I know they'll be happy to have you.
No,
I swear, man, it'd be fun. It would be great. You would love both. You would love anywhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think I would, and that's the thing. You know, MLW is a company that I think is a bigger company in the Midwest, and it's because you know when it all happened, it was so funny to me how many people in the Southeast weren't familiar at all, and I wasn't either. You know, I mean, I knew what MLW was, but as far as knowing people on the roster and knowing them, you know, personally, I didn't. And that's kind of the resounding, you know, feedback that I got from other people was they didn't know anything about it. And so it's fun to know that I'm a part of something not only that is growing and a great company, but is going to introduce me to a whole new market, you know, of wrestling, of independent wrestling and of wrestling fans.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, and I would like it's a whole different atmosphere. Also, if I know it would be different because I mean, MLW's where are they based at? I forgot. I think Cali, right?
Based out of New York, but you know they're
New York. I'm sorry.
They run Dallas, they run Philadelphia, Chicago,
okay.
Occasionally Orlando.
Yeah, I would love to have you guys. I will more than you. I mean, I would love to have everybody. I would love to have you in the Midwest and have you fight everybody over here because over here you would have so many opponents. It would be crazy.
Trey Jacobs.
Yes.
Who's that?
Dude. Yes, Dre Jacobs. Dre Jacobs would
okay.
be a good one.
Look
Dre
up Dre Jacobs.
Jacobs,
man. He's a big dude that can do anything. He can wrestle. He can brawl. You would love XICW. It's the longest running promotion in the history of Michigan. Sweet Daddy Malcolm Monroe's son has been running it, and his son, MM3, Malcolm Monroe III, another phenomenal performer. But, man, they're telling stories, long-term stories even. The belt ain't switching. The belts ain't switching all willy-nilly. When the belts change, it means something. You know,
right?
It's, yeah, they're doing awesome thing.
That's why they've been around so long, because they're telling stories.
Yeah, and that's true.
That's who got me hooked. And social media showed me this whole world of wrestling that's been all around me all along. That's why I am passionate about promoting it, because so people like me that are, you know, fans or been fans or casual fans can find out that this is out there.
Right, exactly. And, man, social media has been such a huge change for wrestling. I mean, it's crazy. I'm talking my age again, but, you know, when I started, MySpace had just been created. So, like, there was no social media presence for wrestling. Like, you still had to send tape to get booked a show. So that's how long ago I started. But yeah, no, social media made it so much easier to get the content. You know what I mean? And I think it made everybody step their game up, because you've got to be better than everybody. You know what I mean? Now you've got to have something that draws people's attention, because like you just said, you can go online and find anything you want and it's there.
Yeah.
It also gives guys a platform to cut their promos and promote these, you know, stories that are being told too. And I love that.
Well, and MLW, we're doing that right now.
I get invested in stories of promotions I don't even go to. Just probably
right
on social media. I got to know what happened. I know somebody who went. I'm going to find out what happened. And then hopefully I can, you know, somebody posted the match the next day.
Right. But that's the thing, man. It made the wrestling fans, and I'm a wrestling fan too, I always will be, it gave us the ability to see so much more content and see that there was so much more out there than just what, you know, what we had.
It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. It really is.
It is. It's a great time right now to be a wrestling fan, I believe.
Oh yeah, and
you got it all everywhere at the palm of your hand, also.
Right, and COVID's been tough on the wrestling business. You know, we all know that. You know, it's tough to watch it without fans. But I really believe that once everything settles and, you know, everything gets figured out with what's going on, it's going to come back so hot. You know, people are hungry.
Outdoor shows are happening.
What's that?
Outdoor shows are starting to happen again around here.
They are, yeah. You know, I've done 7 in the last 4 weeks. All of them are outside except for one. And the one, it was their own building, and they, you know, they took care of all the measures as far as, you know, COVID went, and everybody had masks and they had the social distancing. But no, like everything I've done has been outside so far, and people are turning out and they're coming, and that's how I knew, and it made me feel so good to see it, because I was like, okay, people are hungry for wrestling. Like, they'll come out and sit in 100-degree weather to see this. Like, they want to see wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
if you want to check.
Some people are still scared and not coming, some of the faces that, you know, we see around, which that's okay, but he said a lot of people are really passionate, and we've been dying for wrestling around here, at least in the circle of, you know, a few hundred people I know.
you're right.
And if you want to check out the outdoor matches that Horseland's doing, you can check out my YouTube channel at Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313.
I will do that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But, I have some. We got Nick Gage on there. We got Schlack. We got Jeff King, Horseslam Original. We got Peter B., Chuck Stein. We got a lot of them. We got Barbiter's No Roast match. We got death matches. We got regular pro wrestling matches, man. It's great.
No, I would
so
definitely
where would
that
one
out.
Go to get some Logan Creed merch?
So you can go to Pro Wrestling Tees. .com at the Heathen Logan Creed, and then also you can check out Pro Wrestling Tees MLW shop, and I have a t-shirt there as well. But both of those are brand new, and please go and support and show your love. Brandon Hillis, who is an artist out of Tennessee, drew both of those, and he is going to be he's going to be very wealthy in the next few years, because as soon as people see his talent, he's going to be doing drawings and merchandise for a bigger company, because he is so talented.
Okay. Well, yeah, Logan, hopefully soon we can have you back on, and hopefully we'll have you back in the Midwest, or we'll have you for the first time in the Midwest. We'll be keeping in touch with you, and me and Greg will be definitely getting our shirts from you, and we'll make sure that you know it's us.
Greg DeMarco definitely be checking out that Pro Wrestling Tees shop this evening.
Yes, sir. We sure will. We will support.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I have a stack
of
shirts. My wife gives me shit because I buy them. She's like, you don't even wear any of these fucking shirts. I'm like, that's my stuff.
That's not the point. I just need them.
It's not the point, exactly.
There you go.
I like that guy, man. I'm going
to
buy
when
a shirt.
When I come out to the Midwest, I'll sign them, and then you'll have the signed T-shirt, so you can have a reason not to wear it.
Sweet. No,
yeah.
I'm going to make sure I buy two then. You sign one, and then I got to wear one, so I'm getting two.
MLW Pro Wrestling Tees, and one at The Heathen, Logan Creed Pro Wrestling Tees. Two different designs.
Yeah.
Same badass.
Two different designs. Make sure you find it. Make sure you support. So, yeah, Logan, like we said, hopefully we'll have you back on, and we won't have better connection, and hopefully, like I said, we'll have you in the Midwest soon.
All right, I look forward to it, man. Thank you, guys. And you guys, go give me a follow at The Logan Creed on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I would appreciate it. And like I said, I look forward to getting out there and meeting all of you face-to-face.
Yes, sir. Thank you again.
So do I.
Thank you, guys.
Definitely. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Logan Creed from MLW. If you want to give us a call, area code 646-668-8672. And pretty soon, in a second, we're going to have the new PWAS Tag Team Champions, and hopefully they got some words to say to the Capital Crisis, but we don't know yet. But what do you think, brother? We're going to be going to ProWrestlingTees.com this weekend.
Yeah, that's I love art. I love the graphics that are done by the artist more than, you know, just some text. That's it. I bought a couple shirts just because they were cool shirts. Usually it's just, support a performer that I was impressed by or, you know, for whatever reason I feel led. But, you know what I mean, sometimes there's some sick art will get you too.
Yeah, most definitely. That's definitely. And I can't wait. We're going to have some signed shirts, brother.
Yes, we will. We got, man,
that's
I could, man, think of the guys that Logan Creed could brawl with around here. He could brawl with the DBA. That would be fun.
He could go against the Drag King Logan also. Drag King Logan.
Yeah, that would
be
another great
too.
Brawl. Or
that would
how
be
about Congo Kong?
Ooh, yeah. Congo, former guest of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. Yes, sir.
The XICW United States Champion.
Congo Kong, former Impact Wrestler.
Yep.
So, guys, let me see if we got the Tag Team Champions on the line real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, Peter B. wants that smoke. He's been
Peter
very
B
clear.
Peter B. wants the smoke.
He heard Capital Vices, and he was that night posting, yeah, Capital Vices, I heard you want a shot at whoever the tag team champions are. Peter B. is calling them out.
Yep, he called him out already.
So
we're going to hear from Hot.
Yeah, we haven't heard much
second.
From Hot Percy Drew, but Peter B. is definitely ready.
Peter B. is always ready.
Horror Slam. Horror Slam is going to happen. Three deathmatch.
I believe they're on. Peter B. Beautiful and the Percy Drew's Hot and Beautiful. Welcome, guys. What's going on, champs?
Yo, yo, yo. It's me. It's Peter B. What's going on, guys?
What's going on, bro? How's it going? Excited to have you on again.
Yeah, this is nice
Greg
to be Mark back.
Here, probably one of Peter B.'s bitches.
Peter B.'s bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about pro wrestling tees. You got to check out my pro wrestling tees, prowrestlingtees.com/PeterBeBeautiful.
Yeah.
Best merch in the game right now. Check it out.
Yes, it is.
The biggest merch table at any show, Peter B. He got stickers.
Peter
he's got
B.
cards. He's got comic books. He's got fucking hot sauce. He's got masks.
He got hot
he's
sauce
got
for that ass.
Man, you got to see him live. You gotta be at the merch table live. Check out his pro wrestling.
Only,
team, but
the only male divine,
merch table.
The only divine champion. The only male divine champion in history.
The queen of extreme.
Yes, he is. The inaugural Horror Slam Deathmatch champion. So
all
where's
right, guys,
Percy
just,
Drew?
Just
where, we got him on the line yet?
Just keep sucking my dick a little bit. I like it. Just keep going.
I know you do.
Oh, God.
I know how to make
listen
Peter be happy. Buy
just
his
a little
shit.
Bit. And smoke some weed.
Hello? Did I lose you?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh,
I wonder if Percy's
okay,
on the line. What? So Peter,
no
what do you think
going.
About Capital Vice's challenge to the PWAS Tag Team Champions?
Well, you know, they are big TV stars now, so with the big AEW debut. But just like when they debuted in AEW, when they come back to Pro Wrestling All-Stars, whenever that's going to be, they're just going to be on the short end of the stick and lay down for Hot and Beautiful.
Oh, man. Uh-oh, maybe we're going to have them back on the show, and then we'll have the confrontation.
Ken.
Is this the match you
want,
Peter?
Have a worker phone? I don't care who I wrestle. I mean, I'll beat up those boys. I'll beat up the Grey Wolf again. I don't care. Sure, Capital Vice would be a challenge. I mean, Sin's big. Money can wrestle. I mean, but I'll beat him up like I beat up anyone else. I don't care.
You want to check out some of Peter B's?
I mean, that's
if you want to
so
check
August
out some
14th,
of Peter B's matches, everybody. Go ahead.
Okay.
August 14th. Is when we're Hot and Beautiful defending the Pro Wrestling All-Stars of the Detroit Tag Team Championships for the first time right here in downtown beautiful Melvindale, Michigan at Play at Atlantis. I should check that out. I got like six matches before then. You think I'm worried about who I'm going to be wrestling then?
It's a perfect outdoor setup for wrestling at Play Atlantis. It really was.
Yes, it is. And you guys,
awesome
Percy Drew's on the
situation.
Line.
Social distancing, all that.
I'm sorry about that.
What's going on, Percy?
So, Peter, do you want to talk about your brief reign with the Horror Slam Deathmatch Championship?
Oh, yeah.
My
what was
brief
up
reign,
with that, man?
I was the first Horror Slam Deathmatch Champion and held the belt for 177 days. That doesn't seem like a brief reign.
No, you're talking about...
You know what I'm talking about. You won the title.
You
defeated the reigning champion. Talk to us. What happened?
Oh, yeah. I pinned Zach Thomas in a very athletic, back-and-forth professional wrestling contest. Unfortunately, that wasn't a death match, and I don't want to win that belt in something that's not a death match.
There you go. Talking from the real deathmatch champ itself. God damn it.
I will say you showcased the best wrestling, technical wrestling ability I've seen from you in the 2 or 3 years that I've been seeing you. That Kuda, I'm a wrestling fan. I know you're a great brawler. I love to see you brawl with anyone. I've never seen you wrestle like that, and you did a phenomenal job, and you won the match. You played to the other guy's strength, and you won. And you won the title, whether you choose to be champion or not. Congratulations, because you earned it. And great match. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a super good wrestler. I'm like the best wrestler, at least on this block. So I just
he beat Kenny Omega,
you know,
and that's not a
yeah,
that's not a
that's the truth. The true story.
He beat Kenny Omega.
Wrestling match. Whatever. I'm just because I'm the best on this side of, you know, 4th Street. I don't even know, guys. I do what I need to get done to get the match done. You want me to wrestle, I'll wrestle. You want me to pull a fork on my boot and stab you in the face with it, I'm going to pull a fork on my boot and stab you in the face with it. You know, I just do what I got to do.
There you go. You heard it from the one half.
You're doing well. It was a good weekend to be Peter B.
Yeah.
However, I did suffer a loss on Sunday to Daniel Wolf, which was a shock to everybody involved. Myself included.
That was a long weekend, man.
Yeah.
Winning championships.
Four matches in 3 days.
I was going to say, didn't you wrestle four times this weekend? Yeah. So, and that was number four, right?
Yeah. Yep. Daniel Wolf beat me on Sunday with a flippy D kick.
And do you want to promote a show and coming up on the 8th?
Hold on. I got all kinds of shows to promote. This Friday, I'll be in Bourbon, Indiana for Wrestling Takes Over Fridays. Saturday, I'll be doing the Horror Slam RPW show in Temperance. The following Friday, I'll be wrestling for Horror Slam. That Saturday is Total Chaos Wrestling making their debut in Dearborn Heights. And then the weekend after that is Pro Wrestling All-Stars, where I'll be defending the Tag Team Championship with Hot, Percy Drews.
Well, you guys heard it. There you go. If you want Peter B, there you go. You heard it from him. Thanks for coming on, champ.
I'm a busy bit. All right, man. Thank you, guys. Bye.
So, yeah. You heard it from Peter B himself. You ready to go to the show on Saturday, brother?
I'm not sure if I can make it yet. I still deal with this. I got a new truck. I got to do a couple of things, too. Still, and this Saturday I have off work actually to finish that up. I'm getting a more dependable transportation here put together so I can travel a little better. The Total Chaos show sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it does. It does. I would love to, man, shoot. Who knows?
The RPW show I really want to go to. I've been waiting for it for months. RPW's debut show, obviously they were supposed to launch earlier this year, but same thing that fucked everything up, fucked that up too. But we were talking to Logan, man. The demand is out there, man. And the fire the performers have is in their hearts, and they want to perform. Even if it is in front of 50 people, you know.
Oh, cool. I can try that.
Yeah, no, definitely, no doubt.
I can use something new.
Most definitely. But yeah, man, it's right now. It's gonna be crazy, man. Hopefully, like I said, Capital Vice is gonna be on. Coming back to Michigan soon. It's gonna be great.
Yes, it will. Looking forward to hearing confirmation on that. It's said Peter B, definitely ready. He says bring on any challenger. He said he's got six matches to worry about before he worries about that one that's not booked yet.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be crazy. I'm speechless. It's going to be crazy. And it's going to be worth going to the PWAS show in Melvindale. So if you want to see AEW's Capital Vices come to play Atlantis, well, we're not going to be 100%. We'll let it – FIO. You know what that means.
That's right.
Great.
But you heard
you know
here last week, Rivera said all they had to do was sign on the line. And, Sin and Greed heard – the same thing we heard, that they were getting the opportunity for the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Tag Team Championships on August 14th.
I mean, he did say it himself. He was on live.
Yeah. He's maybe Mr. Rivera doesn't have much faith in Hot and Beautiful. I don't know. Rivera's been kind of silent about it.
Yeah. Yeah, Who
he's
knows,
the man that has to make it happen.
He's the man that has to make the magic happen. He's the one that has
Absolutely.
To make the magic happen.
Sounds like the champ's
We want
got
the
it.
Smoke, Rivera.
Capital
Rivera,
Price
we want the
it.
Smoke. We want
Rated
the smoke.
313 Wrestling Podcast wants it. So, yeah.
We want
Hopefully
the smoke.
Hopefully we'll see it soon.
Hopefully we'll see it. And hopefully everybody in Michigan will get to see their hometown people from AEW come on and challenge Hot and Hot Beautiful for the PWAS Tag Team Championships. Oh, we got the other half of the PWAS Tag Team Champions. Percy Drews is on the line. What's going on, brother?
What's up? What's up? What's up, guys?
Not too
Hot
much. Not too
Percy
much.
Percy Drews.
Hot Percy Drews.
Congratulations on a very wonderful, successful weekend, man. Friday, winning the PWAS Tag Team Championship Tournament. And becoming the champion, and also your phenomenal match at Horror Slam on Saturday. I know you were proud
yes,
of
it. Sir.
Oh, I know. I mean, I jumped off the roof. It was pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. So, what do you think about Capital Vice's challenge to the either winners that won the PWAS Tag Team titles?
How do I feel about that?
How do you feel about that? Let us hear at the Rated R and let Capital Vice know how you feel about that.
Capital Vice is who? See how beautiful? We got a lot of momentum going on right now. Like you guys said, we're just recent tag team champs. But we decide to call out Capital Vice to prove a point. Me and Pete are new together. Me and Pete got a lot of chemistry. A lot of chemistry. But Capital Vices, I hope they're ready for what Hot and Beautiful got on August 14th in Melvindale.
Yeah,
so who else do you feel are contenders for, you know, next in line for the PWAS Tag Team Championship?
Well, truth be told, we will see after the 14th. Right now, me and Pete got our eyes set on Capital Vices. And once we beat them, Woody Tolman, who we want to face next.
So if the Capital Vices match doesn't happen, who would you like to face? Who do you think is deserving of an opportunity at the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Tag Team Championship?
Ooh, that's a
question. Good
There's
question.
A lot of good tag teams in Michigan.
And you beat half of Pro Wrestling All-Stars tag team division in the tournament in one night.
You also, hey, hold on. He also beat. They also beat the Horseman tag team champions, the current Horseman tag team champions, the Great Wolf for them PWAS tag team championships.
That is true. Yeah, we did. That is very true. So, I mean, doesn't that mean that me and Pete are number one contenders for the tag team championship at Hall Slam?
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask you that.
Uh-oh.
If you had your eyes set on possibly another.
Wrestling Podcast 313, yes. That does actually mean that.
Is this?
We don't know.
Is this Hot and Beautiful calling out the Grey Wolves?
Are they calling out
the
tag team champions of Hall Slam?
Mr. Drews?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Is that a fair?
That is fair. That's very fair.
Do you want to become Percy Two Belt?
It's a very fair assessment to say Hot and Beautiful is calling out the Grey Wolf.
Hey, maybe title for titles.
Ooh, that would be...
If you guys beat Capital Vices. If you guys beat Capital Vices.
I don't know. I feel like the Grey Wolves would have to beat another Pro Wrestling All-Star established tag team or a top Midwest tag team to get back in that conversation because they were defeated by Hot and Beautiful. I mean,
man, that's right.
It was what it was.
Well, I know the Wolves are defending their title this weekend at the RPW and Holesman show.
What
let's
about
see
your
if they
match
walk out
versus
the champs?
What about your match this weekend? Let us know who you're facing this weekend at the RPW Horseman show in Temperance.
Oh, who? I'm going so.
Ain't he an older
Uncle,
guy?
I want to see Uncle Chase Burnett in a fan bring the weapons match.
Uncle Chase. Uncle Chase.
Yeah.
So what
you
kind of weapons do you want your fans to bring, Percy?
Anything, yeah, what kind of
everything.
Anything.
I want to prove to a point for RPW and Holy Slam that I'm going to get a little bit bloody on special occasions.
There you go. He could take the
Are
smoke.
You ready to bleed, Percy?
Oh, hell yes I am. Uncle Chase, you better be you better get that bed ready. You're gonna be sleeping for a long time after Saturday.
So what do you expect to see from Uncle Chase? What do you expect? We just seen Uncle Chase in GCW, eh?
Yeah, we just seen him in GCW. GCW Backyard 2.
I know. And that's why I wanted Uncle Chase on Saturday.
There we go.
Percy wants
there
to get in the ring with the best. That's that'll
yeah.
be interesting. Have you ever done that style of a match in your career?
Yes, he has. He did it with
yes,
Madman Pondo. He fought Madman Pondo.
Oh, I was there. That match was awesome.
Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot that. Man, you
yeah.
went to war with Pondo. You took it to Pondo, actually.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Little old Percy, man. Hung with Pondo real swell.
Yeah, Pondo's a great guy. Pondo's a great guy, man. I interviewed him a year ago today.
Dang.
Yeah, he was a violent competitor with a circular saw blade baseball bat when Percy stepped in the ring with him.
Yeah, no, that was a great match that you did with Pondo.
So Percy, while we got you on here, you definitely gotta let us know where we can find your merch.
At prowrestlingtees.com. Just look up Pussy Drews. I got 3 T-shirts on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pussy Drews. Hopefully,
in person, but with COVID, I decided to play it safe. And I made my T-shirts just online for now.
Okay.
Hey, you stick with Peter B, and you can get the whole ass table, too.
Hell yeah, you'll get the whole
show you
table,
how to do it.
Yo. Hey, he got the hot sauce. You go to take it. You got to make
Peter
the rant.
Shit.
Hot sauce and win.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Percy's Ranch. Percy's Ranch.
You guys got any questions for me?
Or you guys can make the hot sauce a ranch. Call it Hot and Beautiful Ranch and hot sauce.
Ooh,
how about hot and creamy?
Hot
and creamy.
Hot and creamy.
Y'all better talk to me about that one.
You're welcome. You can have that for free.
Yeah, that's for $3.99 from the Rated. You got it from the Rated R.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Just tag me in it when you release it.
Yep, when you guys release it, just let it be there. Just tag us and let it be there.
I got you.
Peter B's a hustler, man. It'll be limited edition. There'll be like 20 bottles that are 7.
We'll be splitting 50-50 or 60-40, whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. There you go.
Hey, Peter B got the big merch table to make it happen. So, that's worth 10 points right there.
You guys
it's
got
like getting your stuff in at Walmart.
Before I gotta go?
No, not just because. There was no reason to, was there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but thanks for coming on, Perth. We appreciate it. Hopefully we can get you and Peter on together, and hopefully we'll get Capital Vices on all you guys on at the same time. Like... We'll figure it out. Like Steve Rivera says, FIO, but FIO.
Yeah, just keep me posted. I'm only a phone call away.
Thank you so much for coming on, Percy. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Have a good night.
All right, first thing.
See ya.
All right, well, we got another. That was Percy Drew. That's the other half of the PWAS Tag Team Champion. Hopefully that will get the challenge laid down and all set between Capital Vice and the PWAS Tag Team Champions, Hot and Beautiful, Percy Drews and Peter B. Beautiful at the August 14th PWAS show, Summer of Champions in Melvindale, Michigan at Play Atlantis. It's going to be a hot show, and it's going to be full of champions. All the championships will be defended so far. Well, hopefully we'll have the PWAS Tag Team Championships on the line. Hot and Beautiful defend against AEW Capital Vices. We have Jesus Christ, Cruiser Core Champion is going to defend his championship against Atlas Hightower. And that's going to be another match. And then we're going to have, I think there's another show.
Tanner Nitz is the PWAS Cruiser Core Champion. And Jay Maynard is the Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, they're going to be all titles are going to be defended. They're all going to be defended.
And the champ Chuck Stein, who won the match against Atlas Hightower to become the PWAS Heavyweight Champion, and then the next day at Horror Slam in the main event, defeated Jay Maynard to become, I believe, the three-time Horror Slam Deathmatch Champion.
So he's a three-time PWAS heavyweight champion and three-time deathmatch champion.
He is also the Pro Wrestling at Grizzlies tag team champion. He is actually Chucky Three Belts.
Chucky Three Belts.
That's right. So,
we got another caller, Greg. We got a caller on the line before we go.
Okay.
So, we're going to... Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. You're on with Southwest Texan and Greg.
What up, gentlemen? It's Codizzle Rizzle from Wrestling Rage. What's up?
Oh, what's
How
going
are
on,
you,
Cody?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we can't
we
complain.
Are good.
How's it going with you?
No. I've been listening to you guys for quite a while tonight.
Okay.
That's good. We were actually talking about you earlier. At the top of the show, letting them know they could find you at r2youtube.com. Wednesday interview, awesome interview with Dre Jacobs this week. And
yep, I sure did.
Yeah. And live on Sunday evenings.
Yeah, we're going to have TJ Meyer, we're going to have Dre Jacobs, Billy Ray Daniels, Justin Dream are all going to be there for War Inc. It's going to be a good episode. We're going to talk mostly about War Inc. We're going to kind of stay away from Tommy Vendetta may come up. I'm not sure, but I think we beat that one up a little bit already. So I think that we will.
Yeah, but now it's official. It's happening. So it makes
bigger
news. I'm as excited to talk about that as ever.
Yeah. Well, there's another big match coming
on your show.
Right. There's another big match coming up this weekend that Dre Jacobs is involved in, and that's going to be at the Horror Slam RPW show. Dre Jacobs is taking on the Dread King Logan.
Yeah, I've seen
that
also.
That should be exciting.
That's going to be a fire match. That's going to be fire.
Oh,
I think I lost you.
Yeah, I think he's gone. Sorry, guys. But, quick, before we go off the line, before we go off the line, I'm going to let you guys know to turn into the gorilla position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. It's going to be a great show. They always have a great show, so tune in. Don't leave the Open Talk Radio, the Flash, because we always got something good going. There's nothing dull here. We're the best, not the rest. So, Greg, also, man,
so
am I forgetting
speaking of
anything?
A great show. Yeah, I'd say, speaking of a great show, next week, August 6th, we have the XICW Proving Ground Champion and Impact Superstar Gut Check winner, the Suplex Shogun, Jackson Stone, will be on the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Oh, man. Did I really forget that? Oh, man, how did I forget that? Oh, man.
I mean, we had four guests. We had, you know, fellow podcaster, PWAS Tag Team Champions, movie star, and MLW superstar, Logan Creed.
Logan?
I mean, a lot going on this season.
And then we got a new theme song on top of that to make it the cherry on top. And we got our brother Martin.
Yeah, shout out to Mo
Better
Beast, who made the Michigan Independent Weekly theme song as well.
Mo
Better Beats.
Thanks for the theme song, brother. But like
yeah,
I said, we're going to have Mo Better Beats on the show soon, too.
Yeah, wrestlers and, you know, anybody looking to have a custom theme song made that, you know, hit up Mo Better Beats, man. The guy does great work real quick.
Real quick. It didn't even take him 2 days for us. But anyways, guys, it's going to be a good show next week. The Shogun's going to be here. And, man, who knows what's going to be next for the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, because we got the Capital Vices. We want to get them together to cool down the heat between them hot and beautiful. So we're going to see what we can do to make that come true. And, yeah. So next is the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. Brother Greg, I'll be talking to you in a little bit. It's the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, 313 Martez. We love you. This is
Martez,
Southwest
thank
Texas
you for all your
crew.
Hard work, man, getting us through them technical difficulties, man. We would have
yes.
It wouldn't have been a show this evening without him. He worked through it. We had, you know, a few minutes of silence, but Martez, as always, you are the man.
Thank you.
You are
likewise.
The man.
Thank you.
So stay tuned next for the Gorilla Position, guys. We love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise, Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes,
they go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that,
woo.
The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
they cruise,
okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, they cruise, I'm out here making moves, see, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules,
woo.
All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view,
woo.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast, this what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
Welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Yeah, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it's cold, smooth, the flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Woo.
Non-stop action, interested, we got that.